Welcome to Sacred Wisdom. Today I want to talk about energy and different ways to raise your energy and vibration. One of the things I use to raise my vibration is meditation. With meditation, I can do grounding and charge my chakras and raise my energy vibration by clearing out some of the environmental debris that has entered from stress or depression or the circumstances of the day. Just kind of release all that and keeping out the negative energy then raises your vibration. When I meditate and I want to increase my energy and vibration, I usually, I could use a combination of like heaven and earth type of energy, but the fastest way for me to get energy and raise my vibration is by sitting with my feet firmly on the floor. And then I just picture the earth's energy. You can picture it a certain color, like sometimes I like to do green or brown. Green is a more healing color. And then I like sort of see it and feel it coming up through my feet and slowly. I mean, you can, it's an awesome feeling because you can feel the tingles, the little prickles in your feet and legs and in your body as it moves up, and just keep slowly moving that energy and feeling that vibration and that that little prickly feeling coming all the way up your legs, up your torso, and up through your head, and then when it comes out the top of your head, just showering back down around you and filling up your aura with the unused energy just sinking back down into the earth. Another thing I use to raise my energy and my vibration is listen to music. I personally like to listen to either something that relaxes me, or something that uplifts me, depending on what mood I'm in. Or sometimes I feel a little bit low and feel like I need to listen to something more upbeat and something to make me a little happier. And then sometimes I've just had a hard day with a lot of noise and a little anxiety, and that same type of music will make me feel more on edge, so I need to listen to something more soothing. It's probably, arguably, the best method for me to raise my vibration is to go out in nature. I mean, even if I'm just listening to the birds and, you know, looking around me at the flowers and or the ocean or whatever, wherever I choose to go, really helps me to connect to the earth and to feel like I'm a part of this, of the whole of the universe and the earth. And it helps me get rid of negative thoughts and just relax and look at the bigger picture. One thing I like to do when I'm out in nature is, to see energy and breathe in the energy. So if you actually look up in the sky, if it's a sunny day, and look out toward the clouds or toward in the sky, like you're trying to look through the sky into the atmosphere, and just kind of relax the outside of your vision, you'll start seeing life energy around in your peripheral vision. It's awesome when the sun is out because you can see it a lot clearer. The sun is bouncing off the energy, and it looks like little fairies dancing around to the music of the universe. It's awesome. I highly recommend you try it. And then once you see the energy, or even if you don't see it, you can try to just breathe in the energy, knowing that it's there. Breathe the life energy deep down into your stomach. Hold it there. Feel it energizing you. And then breathe out slowly. I would say to take at least 3 to 5 deep breaths, seeing that energy in your stomach lighting you up and filling you with energy. I know I did this one time when my kids were younger, and I took them to the swimming pool, and I was doing this exercise, and when we left, my daughter looked up, turned around and looked at me, and she's like, "Mom, your aura is so bright." And it's also proof that it works. I mean, I obviously brightened my aura and my energy field, and even my daughter could see it. And so it's a great way to charge up. One more way that you can raise your energy and vibration is by doing exercise. When you get your blood pumping and more energy going to your cells, it's good for your health, and it's also good for raising your vibration. Laughter is also a great way to raise your vibration. You know, when I'm feeling down and a little overwhelmed or depressed, if I just put on a couple episodes of Friends or something like that, then it really makes me laugh and I feel better. When you're smiling and laughing, it definitely raises your vibration. It can take you out of depression or anxiety, and you can just relax a little bit, you know. Probably the best way that I've found to raise your vibration is a new device that I've discovered that combines science and spirituality. It works the level of frequency and vibration. Works all the way down to the cellular level, so it will actually fill your cells with the energy that they're supposed to have. Like as we grow older, our cell walls start to deteriorate and our cells are not as full of energy. And this device will actually fill the cells up to maximum potential and therefore help you to be younger at the cellular level. It helps with pain, sleep, depression, anxiety, arthritis, nutrition. I mean, it can has an analysis app that can scan your body, both physical and energy body, and tell you what you need. And then it runs the frequencies that you need to improve your health. It also has a chakra app where it can scan your chakras and tell you in your energy field, like what you're lacking or what's like maybe your heart chakra is at 100%, but your solar plexus chakra is only at 50%. So you need to work on that, and it will send the frequencies to improve your levels, and you can check it again on the analysis after you're done and see how much it's risen. And it will tell you also what areas of your life you need to look at in order to continue raising that chakra, the energy on your own. It's an amazing device for anyone who's in the healthcare industry. I mean, doctors, nurses, yoga instructors can use this on their students, coaches, healers, or just anyone who is on a spiritual path who wants to raise their vibration. Because, to connect with spirit and the universe, the higher your vibration, the more you're going to connect. So I will try to put a link in the description for this podcast if you want to check it out. I have coming up this week a challenge. It's called the Path to Empath Challenge, where I'll be going over like clearing chakras, charging your energy field, shielding yourself from negative energy, and learning how to feel the energy of others and the energy around you. It starts on June 5th, this Friday, and it will be going for 6 days, but every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. If you would like to join, you can join the Facebook group Path to Empath Challenge, and I will try to include a link in the description of my podcast for today. That's your sacred wisdom for today. This is Laura signing off, and I'll talk to you again soon.